Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's be honest. I mean, insurance is a tough topic because people have to have it. In some instances, you're required to have it. Nobody wants to pay it. They always think they're paying too much. I mean, it's a tough business on both sides of it. Eric George with the Insurance Association joining us here in the studio. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Brian.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Listen, I want to get to the legislative session and stuff, but I was that an unfair characterization?
So it's like we only want insurance when it's time to use insurance. And we don't always focus on what insurance costs. We pay it, but we don't know what goes into those costs. And it's important. You're right. It absolutely is a fact of life. It's a fact of business. It's a fact of commerce. We like to say it's the grease that keeps the world's engine, economic engine, going, because you wouldn't ship products. You wouldn't put products on rail or in the air without insurance. You would never take that risk. And companies would not function. They wouldn't operate. They wouldn't perform vital services for us without insurance. So I think it's the best topic to talk about. I might be in the minority there, but I find it fascinating. I think that for quite a long time, understandably so, health insurance has obviously taken a lot of the air out of the room.
Yeah.
But definitely with recent events, property and casualty, home insurance, and auto insurance has taken a lot of focus too.
And you represent everything X health.
Yeah. So, right.
So, you know, for me, I just think that here in Connecticut, we had floods, you know, out in Oxford and Seymour.
Yep.
We had brush fires, and you think about the everyone's freaking out in Connecticut, and then you compare it to what went on out west. It's almost a little. Listen, anytime someone loses property or there's a threat to life, it's important. But like, it's not even apples and oranges. It's like, it's like apples and almond orchards. You know what I mean? It's not even close. But like, Mike, I'm gonna start off with this simply, like fire and flood insurance. Like, if I'm living in Windsor, why would I need that?
So fire insurance you have when you have homeowners insurance.
That's covered
that's
no matter
what.
That's
in your homeowners insurance. So flood insurance, let's talk about that. And hopefully we have a little bit more time later. Even if you're not in a flood zone, I think that you should take a long, hard look at purchasing flood insurance.
Why?
Because if you have a house that has a hole in its roof, whether it's from or wind damage or other, you have a bowl that fills with water.
And that's covered. And that's covered.
Under flood insurance, under the National Flood Insurance Program. And so flood insurance is not in your basic homeowner's insurance. You have to purchase it either through private carriers or directly from the National Flood Insurance Program. And this has been around since the 60s because flood is such a high-level natural disaster that it is what we call uninsurable. And the federal government has recognized that there are instances. That's why FEMA exists.
You mean if the government didn't do it, no business would do it because it's terrible business.
Insurance companies would not be able to shoulder the burden.
Right.
So that's why the federal government comes in.
So I'm curious, you know, as it relates to like the fires out west, if I have Travelers or whatever, and Travelers takes like a $1 billion hit for California, do I end up underwriting those losses?
You do not. And that is strictly watched by our State Department of Insurance here in Connecticut. You cannot.
But premiums are going to go up, and they can say, "Well, that's the cost of doing business."
You cannot rate farm if you're an insurance carrier. Oh, I'm not getting enough rate in California, in Florida, I'm going to get it in other states. No, you cannot do that. The rate that you are charging to the customers in Connecticut is for the Connecticut risk. Now, I will say that there's been a lot of, I would say, misinformation about what's going on in California. The large insurance companies, which are nearly what everybody has, although there is some small companies out there too, because of the regulatory environment in California, they are going to be able to handle these losses. It's going to be a significant payout, without a doubt, but they have the capitalization to handle these losses. And that's important for people to realize. But in Connecticut, you are not underwriting California or Florida.
We're talking, of course, with Eric George from the Insurance Association. We're going to take a quick pause here. We're going to talk about the upcoming legislative session. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. We've got a whole bunch of other things to discuss. Always good to catch up with you, Eric. I relative stuff in artificial intelligence. You know, I think out of all insurance that I have, what do we have? Health, I have eye, dental, and then you have car, you have house, flood. What other insurances might I have? I don't even know.
So when you say
life, I have life.
You have life insurance. If you run a business, you have commercial insurance, liability insurance.
Accidental death and dismemberment. That's like my favorite.
You could have parametrics insurance if you want to get really granular. But yeah.
The one that bothers me is the car. Because I feel like, first of all, it is so dangerous to drive. And I have two teenagers on the roads and it frightens the daylights out of me. It really does. And they don't even know how to drive in the snow yet. And I don't let them. I was like, how do you get experience driving in the snow when your parents won't let you drive in the snow? But I feel like I am a very good driver and I've been a very good driver for my whole adult life, but it never goes down. It feels like I'm paying like $6,000 a year for myself, my wife, two kids, and two cars. That seems insane.
And in Connecticut, our auto insurance market is extremely competitive, which
are you saying it's lower? It could be higher?
There are states that it is higher. I will tell you personal experience. I have a daughter who lives in Los Angeles, who her auto insurance that we pay for costs more than the auto insurance I have on my car, my wife's car, and my son's car in Connecticut. So, yes, there are other locations that it is much higher. But looking at what is in,
right,
what's in your premium? So obviously inflation's a big piece of it, and we've been experiencing that for years.
How, though? Like, how does that factor
Everything
in?
Costs more. Costs of repairing your car, costs of building your car. Cars, the technology and the product and the materials that are in cars, the batteries that are in electric cars,
right,
everything costs more.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We want better and more advanced and higher technology-laden cars. So those cost more. We also have, we have to call it like it is, legal system abuse. And it's something that in Connecticut, you know, we've been facing for quite some time. We see the advertisements where everybody's looking for the plaintiff's dollars, and I understand that. But that is a component of this. But you touched on something that we actually have the ability to tackle, each and every one of us, and that's bad driving behavior. So since COVID, we have seen driving behavior decline.
Yeah.
Because why? Well, everybody got told to stay home, right?
Right.
So those who were on the road,
they were flying. I was one of them.
And they didn't have to signal. They just could go wherever they want. Then we got to go back to work, got to go back to school, got to do all these things. And people didn't improve their driving. They kept doing the same things.
Right.
Drive just as fast. So now we don't only have increased frequency of accidents, we have increased severity of accidents. Just driving in here today on Route 2 at 6 something in the morning, there was an accident and the entire back end of this car is just completely smashed. I just drove by it and I had to drive through the debris. It just happened. Every day it's like that, James. Yep. You get cut off every day. There's road rage every day.
Distracted driving. Under the influence. I get it.
Are terrible. I mean, listen, I'm glad that we have the tech in the car that now your phone can seamlessly sync into it and all that, so you don't ever have to touch it. But let's be honest, then you're distracted with the screen in the car.
Yeah. So what, I mean, I guess people want to know, like, because if you're a good driver, then you feel like you're high premium and you're just underwriting. You're making sure the company stays profitable even though you don't do anything wrong. I mean, that's where the angst comes in. If you feel like you don't get in accidents, you don't get speeding tickets, but yet things go up and up and up, I mean, it's never going to go down.
So there are things that you can do, though.
Like what?
Shop. And I know that it's something that not everybody wants to do because a lot of times we just are happy with – we might not love the premiums that we're paying – but we're happy with status quo.
Yeah.
But if you shop around.
You call it inertia, right?
Inertia, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a strong force.
Yeah.
It's a strong universal force, inertia. Shop around. Look at, I wanted to wait till the end, but I'm going to hit it right in the beginning.
Yeah, go for
it. That's technology and that's telematics. We talked about, would we be willing to do this to allow auto insurers to monitor our driving behavior? Some people would have a problem with perhaps the privacy implications. But I will tell you, that can have, if you're a good driver, that can have a significant impact on bringing down your rates. Now, it's going to tell them how fast you drive. Mm-hmm. It's going to tell them, do you turn on your signal when you change lanes? How much distance do you put in between the car?
I'm two good, one bad so far. Keep going.
Okay. How quickly do you give the car in front of you enough time? Do you stop within time?
Three good, one bad.
So I'm going to tell you, you should really think about this.
The speeding is the issue with me.
Well, you know, I will tell you, if you think about it, dollars have and monetary influence has a lot to do with driving and behavior, just human behavior. If you know that you have given this information over to the insurance company, I bet you're going to start to drive slower.
100%.
I drive a nanny car. I drive a Volvo. I used to drive a Jeep. This car tells me every single thing that I'm doing wrong. Tells me when I'm going too fast. Tells me when I'm coming to a school zone. Tells me if I'm too close to the car in front of me. Tells me where everybody is all around me.
Yeah.
If I sit too long, if my car say it will actually come up and say, "Are you ready to drive?" Like it.
Does
honestly,
everything. Yeah.
It does everything. And I will tell you, I think it's had a positive impact on my driving behavior because I pay attention to this. And the last thing I was going to say on something that you can do to hopefully lower your premiums is consider higher deductibles. You will have a lower premium, but if you do have a claim, you're going to have to pay more at that point. But there are things that you can perhaps manage, especially if you don't. You haven't had any claims. You have never gotten into an accident. It's something you should consider.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Listen, we're talking with Eric George from the Insurance Association. Obviously, every group has interests at the state capitol. What's at stake for you in this session?
So if we're going to take a big picture look at what's going on, where it's a budget year. It means that the state has to adopt a new two-year budget. And right now, we have certain protections in place. They're called the fiscal guardrails. Every single person is talking about them.
Yep.
And are they going to be modified? That's going to be a big focus. We very much care about the budget and the taxation.
How does it impact you?
Of course. Well, just like any other business, you know, we operate in the state. We pay our share of taxes to the state. So, and we want to make sure that the funds, like going to our regulator, are sufficient. And we have a special way of how our Department of Insurance is funded. But how the functioning of government is very important to every.
Do you want to keep the guardrails? Does the association have an official position?
I find myself and the association is a fiscally prudent association. I think the guardrails have produced a lot of positive impacts. We've seen pension deficits and pension shortfalls significantly improve. So I think any changes, I think, are going to have to be really, really closely and thought out, because we've seen our credit rating go up. There's a lot that potentially could be at risk if, say, we got rid of them altogether. I don't think getting rid of them altogether is anything that they're really thinking about, but modification is definitely on the table. We are very interested in the next issue that you're going to, that we're hopefully going to talk about. And that's artificial intelligence.
Yes. Yeah. Let me just interject real quick, because we only have like a minute and a half left. How could or would artificial intelligence affect your industry?
So it's a tool, and nothing more than a tool. It is a way to be more efficient in the underwriting process. It's a way to be more efficient in the risk assessment process. And it's something that our Department of Insurance keeps a very close eye on us. Again, we're so regulated. They know how we are employing artificial intelligence. It's going to be a topic that we talk about again this year significantly. But I just, you know, some people have a perhaps doom and gloom thought of AI. Really view it as
Terminator type stuff.
Yeah. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
It is a tool to do things better and more efficiently.
Could it help me, the consumer, or is it just to help you, the business?
Well, there is, what is AI? If you use ChatGPT to draft an email today, it helped you. You know, if you used it to summarize your email,
insurance.
Sure. Well, because it allows us, as we are more efficient, we can produce a better product at a lower cost. So that is a direct benefit to consumers.
Good stuff. It's always good to see you.
Always good,
good
to see you.
Good conversation. It touches on more parts of life than you might expect. Eric George from the Insurance Association, we appreciate it as always.